Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church out of Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is you prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. You got to remember that. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Today we're going to be talking about this. Have victory in Jesus. Amen. You have victory in Jesus. But you know what? You got to spend time with Him. You got to get the Word of God in you so that the Word of God in you starts coming out. You got to speak it out. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. So listen, leave a new you. How are you going to be a new you? Well, you're going to hear the Word, and it's going to refresh you. It's going to get you excited. The Lord's not finished with you yet. Amen. He's got great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So all you have to do is make yourself available to Him. Know that you can do all things through Christ. Amen. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And know this. See yourself the way He sees you. How does He sees you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. He didn't place you here. You're not here by accident. He put you here. And if He put you here, He wants you to win. He don't want you to lose. Amen. But you know what? You got to get the Word. Well, first you got to have a relationship with Him. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And get the Word of God in you so it can start flowing out of you. Amen. So, and know that you can do all things through Christ. Amen. So, I'm excited. I don't know about you. Amen. You know, let's do this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God. And then I've got some nuggets for you that I want to read at you. Amen. So, praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Whew, hallelujah, man. If that don't bless you, you got to get saved. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Whew, here's our first scripture break or scripture nugget. And it goes like this. Stir up the power. You know where? The greater one is in you. The power is in you. You're connected to the source. You're connected to Him. He's your power source. Amen. But listen, stir up the power. When you feel empty and you don't feel you have the inner resources to do what God has called you to do, the Word of God gives us clear command to handle those situations in your life. Stir up the gift inside of you. He's put the gifts inside of you. Amen. Then we're all gifted, amen. So just know the greater one is in you. Everything you ever needed to accomplish, what God has called you to do has been placed inside of you. Amen. Everything. You know, He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And all these things, all these gifts are in you. Amen. You got to have you got to have relationship with Him. Amen. So that you can know what it is He's called you to do and go out and do. What He's called you to do. Amen. Praise God. So He's placed this in you, but only you can do the stirring up. Listen to this. Faith is in you. Power is in you. Love is in you. Jesus is in you. And you pray this in the name of Jesus. I stir up the gift that's within me by my faith. I'm not going to wait until I feel stirred up. I'm stepping out in faith. Amen. I'm stepping out in faith. We know why? Because the Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. When you start seeing yourself the way He sees you, you're not going to be, well, left out. You know what the world always says, you know, you're not qualified. God don't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Amen. So He's already qualified you, whether the world accepts it or not. You know what? God has already qualified me, so I don't need people's approval. Amen. I'm a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we'll just have to pray over you and revive you. Amen. Listen about this. Words. Be watchful and guard your words that you allow in your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. So you got to be careful. Remove death words and take every thought captive that the enemy tries to overwhelm you with. Remember, the battlefield is the mind. You're thinking it. don't mean you got to say it. And especially if it don't line up with the Word of God, I'm not going to say it. People do this. You know, we're not parrots. We got to think it. If that don't line up with the Word of God, don't say it. It's not going to bless you, and it's not going to bless anybody else. Amen. For your thoughts will affect your emotions, your word, and your actions. Only believe His word and receive His word into your heart, for they are rivers of life. They will keep you in His peace. They will His protection and His provision. Amen. So you know what? If I'm going to speak the word, it's going to bless me. Amen. But you start speaking the negative stuff, you start confessing some of the things the world says, and you're going to have what it says. Amen. So let's not go there. Amen. Don't repeat what anybody says. Repeat and confess what the Word of God says. Amen. One more, and then we'll get going here. But it says your attention. Everybody wants your attention. I remember going to school. The first thing they said is, okay, students, I want your attention. Well, that's what the world says. We want you. We want your attention. Amen. Because they want you to buy. They want you to take and have whatever it is they're selling. Amen. Or giving. Your attention, says this. The devil, the world are constantly striving for what? Your attention. Amen. The minute your feet hit the floor in the mornings, he's right there to place cares, anxieties, worries, fears, doubt, frustration, stress, sickness, and so much more. Immediately, you know, you don't think about, oh, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. That's your first miracle. He woke you up. He was on his wake-up call, you know. And so praise God. Thank you for this wonderful miracle. But no, we start thinking about, well, man, it's Monday or it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday. Only time we thank God is Fridays. Thank God it's Friday. Hallelujah. The weekend is here. No. I'll say, oh, man, it's Monday. Oh, I'm thinking all these things I have to go do. Oh, my God. And we start taking on the care of the world. Amen. Before we even hit the door, you know, I say, oh, my God. And so many more. Even before your day begins. Remember, the devil has no place in your life, in your home. The devil has no power over you, and the devil has no authority in your life. When you rebuke him, guess what? The Bible says he has to flee. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. That means you take authority over him. Take authority over the thoughts in your life. Rebuke those things. Renew your mind. And he has to go. You know, he has to go somewhere else. You know what you do? Is you meet him and he says, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you. And you know what? You say, well, I go to your neighbors. Well, good. You go somewhere else, but you ain't coming here. This door is closed. Amen. Praise God. When you rebuke him, he has to flee. So pay no attention to him. Seek God first. When you wake up every morning with your praise in your lip, a song in your heart, and a scripture on your mind, nothing can stop you except you. Amen. You're your worst enemy. So we got to dethrone ourselves and put him on the throne and serve him. You know, get in the word. Get the word in you so we can start coming out of you. Don't say never. Well, you know, I could never do that. Yes, you can. Because the Bible says, child of God, you can do anything. All things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. You know, Jesus went through all this when he came to earth. He left heaven, perfect place, to come to be sacrificed for our salvation. So salvation is a free gift. But you have to confess him as your Lord and Savior and be saved to know that I have eternal life in heaven with him. Amen. So you're watching, you're listening. It's time for you to start confessing him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you say, you know what? Hey, forget about this world. I confess, I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and start serving him. Amen. And start doing for him. So praise God. Amen. God bless you. We're going to be talking about have victory in who? Jesus. Have victory in Jesus. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, man. Go to the next one. Listen to this. I want you to know this, okay? The cross is not a place of defeat. Just because Jesus went and died on the cross doesn't mean he was defeated. Remember, did you keep on reading? On the third day, he did what? He rose, amen? He rose, and he went to hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. Amen. And then he came back and spent some time with his disciples. And then he went up into heaven. Amen. Amen. Then he told us to go and preach the gospel. Preach the good news to people. Amen. Because all you hear is bad news, but we got the good news. We got the gospel in us. Amen. So listen, that was not us all on there. It says the cross is not a place of defeat, but of victory. Amen. It was a place, it's victory there. Amen. And guess what? I've been to Israel. I've been in the tomb. I've been inside. I've been outside. And guess what? He's not there. Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Before he left, he says, I'm leaving, but you know what? I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. And he's going to be with you. Amen. So guess what? Holy Spirit is with me until he calls me home. Then we'll go. So have victory in Jesus. Victory, listen, victory in Jesus is the believer's marching song. Hallelujah. Man, you know, when he wakes you up, I'm going to start marching my victory. Man, I'm marching with him. He's my victory song. Amen. Praise God. Says, I have victory in Jesus when I put my faith and trust in him instead of my own. Stepping out in faith and pressing on, child of God. Knowing, hey, the greater one is in me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Get yourself stirred up before you go out. Amen. Because you know what? Just like little David, he was stirred up. Man, he took care of his sheep. And you know what? He didn't know. You see yourself a little shepherd boy, but guess what? He was the king of Israel. He was called to be the king of Israel. So see yourself a king, a queen for God. Amen. Don't see yourself to what the world says and the world try to label you. I'm a child of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Amen. Woo. You can go all day calling yourself, well, I'm a little old shepherd boy. I'm a little nobody. You are somebody. Because Jesus paid the price for you to be that somebody. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep going, Carmen. Listen to this. Write this down. Know this. He called you to be a warrior, not a warrior. Big difference. Amen. He said, don't take the cares of the world. Cast them on me. You know why? Because I want you to go and be a warrior for God. Amen. Be my warrior. You know, go and preach the gospel to every creature. There's a lot of creatures out there. There's a lot of people out there. Amen. Hallelujah. So be a warrior, not a warrior. Some of us need to read this and need to put it to work because we try to be warriors too much, you know, and we're not to take that. That's not for us. That's for him. He says, give it to me. Don't you do that. I've got better things for you. Amen. Keep going. Woo, right there. 1 Corinthians 15, 57, 58. Easy to read version says this. But we thank God who gives us what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, stand strong. Amen. You know what? When you got the Word of God in you, I'm going to stand strong in what the Word of God says. I'm not standing on my own. I'm standing on what the Word of God tells me. Amen. And my roots, I'm going to dig some roots, you know, and my roots are going to go deep in my faith and what the Word of God says. It says, stand strong. Don't let anything, you can highlight that, anything, whatever it is coming against you, anything change you. And there's going to be things the world is going to see to it. Amen. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. And you know that your work in the Lord is never wasted time. Amen. Never wasted. And that King James, New King James says this, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, stand fast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Know this, you know, but you know what? You're going to have some friends. You're going to have somebody come and say, you know, you go to church all the time. You don't need to go to church. Why are you reading the Bible all the time? You don't need to read all the time. You know, you got to take a break. You know, take a break from that and let the world in. You know what? The enemy attacks the mind. The battlefield is the mind. And if you're filling yourself with the Word of God, there's no room for his lies. Amen. Amen. His lies got to go because you know what? I know what the Word says now, so I'm not allowing no lies in me. I've got the Word in me, and I'm going to confess what the Word of God says. And don't let yourself run out low on the word. Stay full of the word. Remember, you stir up. You stay connected to your source. Amen. Just like your car, you don't let your car run out of gas. Because wherever you have to go, it's got to take you there. And it's a great tool. But we got to do the same thing. You can't run dry on the things of God, because the enemy is going to keep pressing on. The enemy is going to keep pressing. Amen. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen to this. It wasn't the giants in Canaan land, in the promised land. They sent spies to go spy the land. And what they see, all they came back. They sent 12, from one from each tribe, a leader from each tribe. And they came back. 10 of them had negative reports. 2 of them had positive reports. And they said, man, let's go. Caleb and Joshua. And they said, yeah, we can go right now. We can go and we can take it. Amen. Amen. But not in the negative reports. The majority ruled down. It says, they kept the... Let me start over. It wasn't the giants in the Canaan, the promised land, that kept the Israelites out. You know what it was? Fear and the negative words they spoke. There's giants there. What we saw, you know, we're nothing. We're like grasshoppers next to them. You know, so you know what? You go into the world on a daily basis, prepare yourself, stir yourself. So you go out there, you know, you're going to see giants. You're going to see things. You're going to hear things. But you know what? Keep your mind renewed to the things of God. And you're going to be just like David, man. Say, hey, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, you hear the negative stuff. But you know what? The Word of God has something better for me. The Word of, you know, and you confess what the Word says. And you keep marching on. You know, he says to put on the full armor. I'm getting way ahead of myself. But you put on the full armor of God when you're going out in the battlefield. And the battlefield is the world. And you know what? There's no protection in the front, in the back. Only the front. Amen. So guess what? You're pressing on. He says press on. He never says run back. Amen. When you're running back, it's not, you didn't hear God say that. That was you. That was your flesh. So you renew your mind so you can press on. It says, press on, soldier of God. Press on, mighty warrior. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. So it was the fear and the words they spoke. It was way back then, but you know what? It still works today. Amen. It still works today. The words you speak carry life or death. As a matter of fact, we're going to bring it up. We'll leave it right there. 2 Timothy 1 and 2 says this. It was the fear. Remember, it was the fear. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? A power and of love and of a sound mind. New King James, the Amplified says, God didn't give us a spirit of fear or timidity and cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. So let's remember that he didn't give us a spirit of fear. Amen. So the next one, Kirby. Next one says this, and we know this, but it's okay. You know, we get it in us because we're climbing that spiritual ladder one rung at a time. And you know what? As you go up, new levels, new devils. And you know what? You got more word in you. Amen. But you're getting the word. You're confessing the word, and the word's going to come in you. And you know, pretty soon you're going to start speaking it. Amen. And that's what the enemy is afraid of. He's afraid of the spoken word. You can have all the words you want in you, but it's not coming out of you. So you know what? If you ain't saying nothing, he's going to say something and he's going to take over. But if you start speaking the word, guess what? He said, wait a minute. He's speaking God's word. So I'm out of here. He's going to check out. Submit yourself to God. Resist him. And he's going to flee from you. He's got to go. He can't hang out. He's going to hang out where it's nice and comfy for him. Amen. But Proverbs 18:21, easy to read version, says the tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. You got to be ready to accept what it brings, life or death. You're speaking it, and you're sowing it in your life, in your garden, you know, and it's going to grow. So you can have what you say. You can be positive or you can be negative. You know, choose to be positive. Amen. New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And he said, well, I gave it to them. No, it came back to you. It's going to come to you. Amen. In Proverbs 18:21, Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will indulge in it and eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their word. Amen. It's going to come to you. You. So you know what? If you ain't going to say a blessing, don't say it. If you're going to say something negative, don't say it. I thought it, but I never spoke it. And even though you thought it, you know, when you say it don't line up with the word of God, I'm deleting it. I never spoke it. So you know what? I deleted it. I never said it. So you know what? I never sowed it. But if you sow it, it's going to grow. Hallelujah. Bless me. I'm blessing me. I'm excited. It doesn't matter what the circumstances, the situations, or the conditions, sickness look like. Keep going. Philippians 4 and 6, we know all these. That's okay. But it says, New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about it. Pray about everything. It says, tell God what you need and talk to Him for all He has done. Thank Him for all He has done. And the New King James says, be anxious for nothing. You know, it's not going to bless you. It's going to take from you. Because you're worrying about this. He told you not to worry. He told you not to take the care. So let it go. Give it to Him. Say, that's not for me. That's not what He wants me to do. I'm so busy worrying, I forgot what God wants me to do. He didn't forget. We forgot. The problem's not with Him. The problem's with us. Amen. We got to line up with what He tells us to do. Amen. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. So, I know you never said this, but, oh man, another day, more problems, more negative stuff. You just speaking problems. You giving root to it, you know. So, let's not go there and let's not do that anymore. Because now we know what the Word of God says. Death and life are in the words you speak. So, don't give voice to it anymore. Amen. Keep going. These are good. It says, doesn't matter what the arts look like. If God is for us, who could be against us? Romans 8:31 in the easy to read version says, so what shall we say about this? If God is for us, no one can stand against us. And God is with us. Amen. We're His children. You know what? He's our Heavenly Father. We're His children. We're the church. So guess what? He's going to protect us. He's going to bless us. He's going to rescue us. Amen. And the New King James says, Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us? It doesn't matter. You know, a few Sundays back, we talked about, my God is bigger. I don't care what problem. I don't care what cares. I don't care what anxieties. I don't care what. My God is bigger. When you see yourself that way, nothing's going to stop you. And I'm going to press on with what He wants me to do. And don't ever put yourself down because He's the one that calls you. He's the one that put that gift in you. He's the one that one day you're going to have to stand before Him and say, I gifted you this way. So how come you never did anything about it? Well, I was afraid because people said I wasn't good enough. Well, you was going by what people said, not what God said. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ. I'm not there to please the people. I'm there to please what my God wants me to do. Whether it be big or small, it doesn't matter. If you do it for Him, you know what? He's going to bless your socks off. Amen. If you got some. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Jesus' ability is not affected by our circumstances. Again, God is bigger than anything coming against you, whatever it may be. Amen. There's nothing bigger. You got it? So, don't be afraid. And Jesus' ability is not affected by circumstances. Magnify Him and not the problem. Again, we got to learn this because we're always magnifying the problem. And you know, if you hear radio, if you hear what you read on your cell phone or you see the TV, all the news is bad news. Amen? That's all. And if you just going by that, you know, you're going to feel like, I can't do anything about it. No, you pray about it. You know what? Prayer is your most powerful weapon. Prayer and praise. You know what? There's no distance in prayer. You can pray for here, wherever you live, or you could pray for somebody overseas. Amen. And you know what? God's going to hear it. He's not deaf. You got access. You go right through the throne room, and He's right there. And you can pray, Lord, bless these people. I wish I could do something about it. It's not about you. It's about you speaking the word, and God's going to take care of it. He knows how to do it better than you can. All you need to do is say, I'm a child of God. He listens to me, so I'm going to pray. And He's going to hear me, and He can meet every circumstance. And He's greater than anything. He's bigger than anything. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. 1 Peter 5:5-7 says, casting what? Your cares, all your care upon Him, because He cares for you. He loves you. He don't want these cares on you. Amen. So, you know what? When He says, give me those things, give me those cares. And you say, well, I'll give you half. Well, I'll give you a few and I'll take care. I can handle half of them. No, He says all. All means all. He knows what to do with them. You don't. Amen. And the Amplified says, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your circumstances, if we didn't say something that you're going through, just put it on there. Amen. It says, once and for all on Him, for He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Amen. Yeah. Nobody's going to mess with God's children. He's going to protect you. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Because of what God has already done for us, I have victory in Jesus. Amen. With Him, I win. With Him, without Him, I lose. Amen. So that's how important it is. With Him, I win. You don't want to lose. And you know, He says, I'll take you hot and I'll take you cold. He says, but don't be lukewarm. Don't try to play me and try to play the world and straddle the fence. He says, no, He's a jealous God. He says, you might as well give yourself totally to Him. He don't want no stepkids. He don't want no part-time kids. No weekend warriors only, you know. He wants full custody of His children. Amen. So, praise God. It's somewhere in there, Carmen. I think it's at the end. He wants full custody of His children. Amen. So, praise God. It says, victory. It says, I have victory in Jesus. Victory is mine. And you know what? Victory is yours. I think Bible study Wednesday, we were talking, and then the conversation came out and says, you know what? You want to make people jealous? Just tell them this. I'm God's favorite child. Well, and people are going to get stirred up in the wrong way, you know, and they're going to say some things. Or you could just say, I told Vicki this earlier, and she says, no, you're not. I am. And that's the attitude to have. You know, because you got to see yourself. I'm God's favorite child. And you are. Amen. So, praise God. Nothing wrong with saying that. Deuteronomy 20:4 says, New Living Translation says, for the Lord your God is going with who? You. You can put your name. Going with, He will fight for you. Put your name there. Against your enemies. And He will give you victory. Amen. Remember, you got your Bible. Personalize your Bible. Put your name on there where it says you, I, we. Put your name in there. Amen. It says He's in the New King James says, for the Lord your God is He who goes with you. He goes with you. He says, I never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. That's Hebrews. And it says to fight with you against your enemies and to save you. Amen. So, you know what? Don't feel bad. He's with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Amen. So, let's remember this. Keep going. This is good. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all these things, New King James, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. We are more than conquerors. Amen. So, don't see yourself a loser. Don't see yourself less than what He sees you. Amen. He sees you a winner, a champion, a conqueror through Him who loved us. Amen. Amplify says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. And gain an overwhelming victory through Him who loved us so much that He died for us. The price has been paid. Amen. The price has been paid. So we need to know we have salvation through Him. We can cast all things on Him. Amen. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Yes. Amen. So when you start magnifying Him instead of the problem, you know, He's going to bless you. Yes. Amen. So if you're not being blessed, we got to get you saved. Keep going. Romans 8:32 says this, and you will know the what? The truth. And the truth is going to set you free. We're talking about knowing the truth about what His Word says. So it's best to confess the Word and know what the truth says. So it's going to set you free. This one, the New Living Translation says, set you free. The New King James says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what? I used to be in bondage. I was confessing what the world says. I was confessing the negative things. But now I'm confessing what the Word of God says. And this has set me free. Amen. Amen. And you know what? I like being free. So I'm going to stay free. And I'm going to keep confessing what the Word of God says. Amen. I don't need to go and confess what the world says. You're going to hear it. And you're going to be amongst it. But still, confess what the Word says, not what they say. Just because they say it, don't mean I got to say it back. Amen. I say it, I hear it, and I know all the negative things, and I know all the curse words there is, because I used to say them. But I don't say them anymore. You know what? I got a guard on my lip, and it goes that far, and I say, stop. You ain't going anywhere. If I can't bless somebody, if I can't give them a blessed word, a blessing, I'm not going to say it. Amen. So don't speak it. Praise God. Keep going. This is good. Man, it's blessing me. I don't know about you. My socks is gone. This is John, 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says in New Living Translation, for every child of God defeats this world, this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Ooh, man, that's a lot. But, you know, that's all right. You got to read it. 1 John 5, 4 and 5, New King James. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. We got to keep our faith. We got to stay in the Word and keep our faith stirred up. Amen. And fed. Says 5 says, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? You know what? If you don't believe this, it's time you stop running and it's time you start confessing Him as your Lord and Savior and start living for Him and start doing for Him, start serving Him so that you could be blessed. You don't have because you're still away from Him. But He says when you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, you know, you're going to be blessed. You're going to change. Amen. You're going to change dance partners. You're not dancing with the world anymore. You're dancing with Him. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. It says, if you think you're fighting a losing battle, fear not. You have victory in Jesus. Learn to stand on His victory. Learn to fight the good fight of faith. And learn to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Woo, praise God. And 1 Timothy 6:12 says this. It says, fight the good fight of faith. You know what? You got to get in the Word and get the Word in you so that you start living by faith and what the Word of God says. I am faithful. Amen. It says, hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. Amen. So fight the good fight of faith, not just once in a while, but on a daily basis. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Keep going. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but you can go and Ephesians 6:10-18. I'm just going to read 10 through 12. But 10 through 18, it tells you what to put on, what the armor of God is, and what for you to put on. Amen. But it says in the easy to read version, it says, be strong in who? The Lord, and in His great power. Wear the full armor of God. Wear God's armor so that you can fight against the devil's clever tricks. Who are you fighting? You only have one enemy. And the Bible tells us that enemy is the devil. Yes. Amen. It says our fight is not against people on earth. We are fighting against the rulers and authority and the powers of this world's darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly places. Amen. Praise God. So let's remember that. Again, fear not, church. If you feel the cares, the worries, defeated, hopeless, or falsely accused, remember in 2 Timothy 1:7, we read a few minutes ago, it says, "For we are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind." Amen. We got to remember that. You say, don't take the care. When you start feeling that, just know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Know that Jesus paid the price, the full price. Amen. He is your sure victory. Woo-hoo. So we have victory in Jesus. Philippians 4:13, we've been saying it all morning, but Philippians 4:13 says, "I, Jose," you personalize it, "Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You need strength, you go to Him, and He'll give you all the strength that you need. Amen. Ooh, or you go to His Word. Praise God. It says we are not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory because of what Jesus has already done. We have victory in Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. Not just once in a while. Amen. Because you know what? The enemy is persistent. The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, "I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Amen. So we have victory in Him on a daily basis. We have a choice to make daily, to trust in Jesus and live in victory, or trust in the flesh and live in defeat. Because you can have what you say. If you're going around saying negative things, guess what? You're going to have what you say. But I'm going to have victory because I'm going to confess what the Word of God tells me to. Jesus is busy working to bless you and show you favor. The devil is working hard to try to stop you. Yes. Amen. And that's Romans 8:34 says, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." He didn't forget about us. He's at the right hand of God. You know what the right hand of God is? It's a place of authority. Amen. So he's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. He didn't forget about you. You know when they stoned Stephen? It says Jesus stood. Jesus stood to receive him. Amen. So you know what? He'll do the same for you. But he didn't forget about you. And he won't forget about you. And the next one, Carmen? The next one says, and we know this, I'll read what I wrote here. But it says, John 10:10 says, "The thief, the enemy, the devil." I wrote on here, the thief. A robber, a burglar, a shoplifter, a pickpocket, a bandit, a crook, a Lucifer, devil, diablo, Satan, enemy, evil one, accuser, deceiver, fallen angel, fallen star, father of lies, the anointed archangel, the anointed cherub. That's the devil. All them things. That's the devil. He's el diablo. Amen. But it says, John 10:10, he says, "The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy." Jesus says, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And the Amplified says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they might have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance. To the full, till it overflows." Yay. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, man. If that don't bless you, again, we got to get you saved. And you know what? Jesus came and tempted Jesus. Excuse me. The devil came and tempted Jesus. But Jesus had, he confessed the Word. We got to do the same thing. When he comes, attacks you, you know what? The Word of God comes out and says, "Wait a minute, devil. I submit myself to God. I resist you. And you have to flee." You know what he's obeying? He's obeying what the Word of God says. He knows who's backing you. God is with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. And you're confessing the Word. And he says, "Oops, wrong door." That's right. You better go somewhere else. Amen. Says, the devil knew he was whipped. But he didn't stop. He still uses the same old tricks on all of God's children if we allow him. Amen. He tempted Jesus. He's going to tempt you. Same old tricks. He don't know any new things. Amen. He says, on all of God's children, if they allow him. He is persistent. He is determined. He's stubborn. And he'll keep coming. Amen. So let's remember that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Also, we have to remind him and say, I have victory in Jesus, so get thee behind me, Satan. Because that's what Jesus told him. He says, you know, get thee behind me, Satan. And you can say, all you're doing is quoting the Word of God, and he has to be obedient to what the Word of God says. So remember, it says, listen, part-time believer is no match to a full-time devil. He's a full-time devil. So you need to be yourself a full-time Christian, not just a weekend visitor. He wants full custody of you, not just on Sundays. Amen. Or once in a while. Remind Satan he is forgetful. Don't let him defeat you. He is forgetful. He forgets. But you know what? I don't mind telling him every time, you're a defeated foe. Amen. Diablo, devil, he's a defeated foe. You got to remind him, Jesus defeated you. And he's given me authority over you. So, you know what? Go somewhere else. You have authority. You have victory in Jesus. And victory belongs to you. And John 4:4 says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit in the world. New King James says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So you got to know these things. When you know these things, you know, nothing can defeat you. Amen. You're going to fulfill what he calls you to do. And don't let nobody, don't let the world, don't let people, don't let family, don't let anybody stop you from fulfilling what he has called you to do. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. One more, Carmen. And then we'll close here. John 16:33 says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. It says here in the earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Amen. The New King James says, and these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Remember, he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He says, in this world you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Ooh, hallelujah. You know what? If you want to get on the devil's, all you have to do is tell him this. Remind him of his future. Amen. He's going to be put away for a long time. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, Jesus handled us the victory when we overcame the cross, when he overcame the cross. Devil knows what you have rights to in Christ Jesus. He knows everything you're entitled to. He knows that the power of Jesus is, he knows what the power of Jesus is capable of doing to him. Amen. The greatest victory the devil has over believers is, the greatest victory the devil has over believers is cheating everyone out of the victory that Jesus has already won for us. You know, if you don't know the truth, you can't be free. And if you're not confessing the word, you're going to stay in bondage. If you're going to keep speaking negative, guess what? You're going to stay defeated. But you know what? Jesus already won it. So that we don't have to be that way. He says the truth is going to set you free. But it's got to get in you, and it's got to come out of you. And when you start confessing the word, that word of God works. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much or how little you have. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a threat to the devil. Woo, hallelujah. Because you know what? Just like the little shepherd boy. He was a little shepherd boy, but you know what? He took his job serious, because he knew who he's serving. When you see yourself and you start doing that way and thinking that way, you're talking about, he didn't just see himself as the little shepherd boy. He was the next king of Israel. So that's the way God sees you, a winner, a champion, an overcomer. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. And we'll close with that. Amen. So do you receive, church? In closing, everything we will need for victory in every situation has been provided for us from the cross. Amen. That's why we can confidently say we have victory in Jesus. Victory is mine when I put my faith and trust in the Lord's amazing ability instead of my own. Amen. So praise God. Again, see yourself the way He sees you. Amen. God bless you. You receive. I receive. If not, I'll take it all. Amen. So it's time to give. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say, if you haven't confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time, you know. Quit living a defeated life. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. So see yourself the way He sees you. And you're a winner. All you need to do is say, Lord, I repent. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? You're going to be changed. Get to a Bible-based church. Get yourself a Bible and start reading the Word, confessing the Word, getting the Word in you so it can start coming out of you. Amen. And you're going to go and fulfill what He's called you to do. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So you're going to see yourself the way He sees you. Amen. Confess Him as your Lord and Savior, and your life will be changed from now on. Amen. So quit living in defeat anymore. No more. No mas. Amen. And you have sickness in your body? That's what I do all the time. I say, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. Body, line up with the Word of God. No malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning the way God created it to function. But you got to speak it, you know. Instead of speaking the problem, speak the healing over your body. Thank You, Lord. I'm well. I'm healed. Praise God. I'm a child of God. He's my Heavenly Father. So I'm going to confess what the Word of God says. And I'm going to walk in good health. Amen. So praise God. Thank You, Lord. And it's time to give. Go to our website. It'll be on your screen. NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If you go mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.